Okay, we're in Hilchos Tanios, Perek Beis, and what the Rambam's going to do in this Perek, for the most part, is he's going to describe the various situations where, or the various tzaras, the various bad things happening to the Jewish nation as a whole, which ones require fasting for. So he's going to first lay out in Halacha Aleph the categories, and then he's going to get into specifics in each subsequent halacha. Okay, so he says in Halacha Aleph, Elohein atzara shal tzibor shemes'anin masrin alam. And it's important to think about these. It's very interesting to think about them, why today we don't have them anymore, or why they're not done as often, and whether the categories that Chazal describe apply today. But these are the situations where Bnei Yisrael must fast. And don't forget, blow the trumpets. Remember, there's the Daraisa idea of blowing the trumpets, and then the Drabanan of fasting. Zal Tzara Soni Yisrael Li Yisrael. Okay, so one is going to be the problems that the enemies of the Jews cause the Jewish people. We'll get to what that is soon. Vala Cherev, literally Cherev means sword, but here it means army. Okay, Vala Dever, which we're going to translate literally as plague. Val Chayara, which means wild animals. Val Ha'arbe, which is locusts. Okay. Val HaChasil, Val HaShidafon. So you have different kinds of blights. Val Yerakon. You have these different kinds of agricultural disasters. That's a good way to put it. That take place. Val Mapolis, which literally means buildings that fall down. You'll see what that means soon. Val Chaloyim, that means sicknesses. It's going to be a little bit different than Dever. Mizonos. Okay, Mizonos actually is a loss of an economic calamity, and Valamutar is because of rain. So everyone is pretty much familiar with the last one, but the other ones I'm not sure if everyone is as familiar with, and the Rambam will go through the specifics of each one. So Nalacha Beis, the Rambam says, Kol ir sheyeshba tzara mikol elu, osa ir misana misras asha tavor atzara. Okay, so any city that suffers any one of these problems, okay, that city, and only that city, would go ahead and fast and blow the trumpets until the tzara passes. So notice, Tainus Tzibor doesn't mean the entire nation. It means, let's say, that locale. V'chol sevivo seya, misanos v'lo masrios. And everyone, in the surrounding area, they should fast, that's the Rabbanan, but they don't blow the trumpets. Avam avakshim aleim rachman. But what do? They daven on behalf of their fellow Jews. V'chol makom, right, ain't tzokin v'lo masrian b'shavis k'mo shamarnu. So as we know, we don't fast or, we don't call out, we don't change our tefillah, we don't blow the trumpets on Shabbos. Chutz misaras amazonos, except for when there's an economic calamity. And that situation, shetzokin aleah fila b'Shabbos, we would say a special tefillah on Shabbos for that. Ava ein masrin aleah b'chatzosros b'Shabbos. We never blow the chatzosros on Shabbos for a tzara. Okay, so what are these tzaros? Malacha Gimel, ala tzaras sone Yisrael Yisrael ketzah. So what does it mean that the enemies of the Jews are causing a tzara to the Jews? So for instance, goyim shabo, okay? So let's say non-Jews come to wage war against the Jews. Laroch mechama im Yisrael, okay? So let's say we get invaded by Chas Hashem, by the Arabs. O litzol mehem mas, or let's say they force us to pay, we lose our sovereignty, we're forced to pay a tax. O likach miyadam eretz, okay, or let's say they try to take land away from us. O ligzor alem shmud, or they basically pass ideological decrees against us. Afilu mitzvah kala, even if it's a very light mitzvah, a simple mitzvah. Hare elu misanu masrian ad shirachmu. So in these situations, you must fast and blow the chatzotzros until the tzara changes. V'chol ha'arim shivisi oseyam misanin, ava im masrian el imkin tikul iskabetz lezrasan. So the surrounding areas in that city would not fast, right? They would fast, but they wouldn't blow the chatzosros unless they were blowing it to call them together to help them out. Okay, so basically, the situation of our enemies is not just limited to war, but it could be in a situation where we lost our sovereignty, how we're suffering in some way because of their control over us. Halacha dal ala cheref. Now this is going to be more of an armed conflict idea. It's very interesting. Okay, so let's say even the armed forces were entering Israel for peaceful reasons. I know it sounds like a contradiction, but you'll see what it means. They should be familiar from Navi. So let's say, for instance, let's say Lebanon goes to war against Egypt, and they march their troops through Israel, okay? Even though, let's say, we have a peace treaty with, let's say, Egypt, right? This is considered a terrible thing happening to us. So the Torah says that war will never come into Eretz Yisrael. So when soldiers pass through the land, there's no question that as a result, that's considered a tsara, even if they're not making a war against the Jewish people. Halacha hey, now v'ala dever, so because of plague. Now this is going to be very interesting, be obviously, unfortunately, relevant to today. Ezu dever, so what's considered this plague? Ir sheishba chamesh meos ragli, v'yatsu imena shlosha mesim v'shlosha yamem, ze'ach or ze'ach harei ze'dever. So okay, so this is going to be a little bit of a difficult idea, but basically what he's saying is that if you have a city of 500 people, so what constitutes plague? How do we know that dever is taken hold if three people die on three consecutive days? Okay, if that happens, that's dever. Yatsu b'yom echad or b'arba yomim ain't a dever. But if they died on 1 day or on 4 days, that's not considered dever. So dever in their mind was three people dying over a consecutive period of days. Hayuba elef. Now let's say there were 1,000 people. You'll see in the second it's actually men, but say 1,000 people in the city. The yotze mena shisha meisim b'shosh yamim, and 6 people died over 3 consecutive days. Ze'achar ze, harei ze dever. Yotze b'yom echad b'arba yamim ein ze dever. V'chein l'fri cheshbon ze. So you keep working your way up the ladder. You can work out these calculations for a city of 1,000,000 people. But again, of course, the question is today. I don't think we'd make the same conclusion. Ve'ein anashim v'aktanim azakenim. Okay, sheshavsu mimolacha bechlal minyan anshe medina l'inyan ze. It's interesting. So women, children, and older people who don't work anymore don't count in this census. So in determining the total amount of people in the city and then counting how many died in a three-day period of time, we don't include the number of women, children, and elderly people in that number. Okay, alach avav. Now, haya dever be'eretz Yisrael, let's say this plague is localized to Israel. Misan and Shar Gal Yos Yisrael Aleihem. Everyone outside of Eretz Yisrael must fast as a result. Haya Dever be Medina, but let's say Dever was in one country. Vishayaros Holchos, right? Ubos Menel Medina Acheres. Now this should also sound very familiar. That let's say traveling salespeople, for example, they travel through that country and they bring the Dever with them to another country. Shteyan Misanos Api Shehen Rechoko Zumizu. Then both countries would have to fast, even though they're far away from each other, because a dever appeared in both. Okay, halacha zayin chayera, emisan and al chayera. We don't fast for the tsara of a wild animal el bizman shehi mishulacha. So basically, what it means is that it's gone on a wild rampage. What is a wild rampage? Ketzad nirasa beir biyom harezu mishulachas. So, for example, if you could see the animal is out and about during the day, it's considered as if it's going on a rampage, and therefore it's a tsara. Nirasa bisade biyom. Okay, let's say if it was seen in the field, im rasa shnei bni adam velo barcha mibneim harezu mishulachas. If two people saw this wild animal and it didn't run away, we consider it to be on a rampage. Vimaisa sade smucha laagam. Let's say it was a field that's next to like a watery area, like a lake or whatever. Verasa shnei bnei adam v'radfa achareihem, and let's say two people saw it and and it pursued those two people, ran after them. Harezim mishulachas lo radfa achareihem ein mishulachas. But if the animal didn't chase after the two people, then it's not considered on a rampage. V'maisa ba'agam afilu radfa achareihem, right? If it's in this like swampy area, even if it chased after them, ain't a mishulachas. It's not considered on a rampage. Alaim kain tarfa shneim, which would seem to be the easy barometer to determine on a rampage, only if it ate them, okay? The achla echamen, and it injured both and ate one. Avaim achla shneim b'agam, but let's say it ate both of them in the swamp, ain't a mishulachas. It's not considered on a rampage. Imnei shezehu mikoma, because that's where it belongs. That's its normal place. Imnei ari avon, because it was very hungry, tarfa, right? Lo mipnei, so it's only because it's really hungry, and it's not because it's on this rampage. Okay, so that's the tsara of these wild animals. Okay, now, Batim, which are houses, habenuyim b'mibaros uvaratzos, okay? So let's say you have houses that are built in these, like, deserts, okay? Areas where people don't live, okay? Haneshamos, uvaratzos haneshamos, hol v'heim makom gedudei chaya, okay? So these types of areas, right, are areas where no people are living. Those are areas where wild animals love to reside. Im also legog, okay? If this animal went ahead and climbed up to the top of a roof, the nutla tinok ma'arisa, and it took a baby from its crib, harezim mishulechas, then it's considered an animal going on a rampage. Vimlohi gilamidazu, if it didn't hit this level, ena mishulechas, it's not considered on the rampage. She'elu b'nei adam heim she'sachnu ba'atzam uvo l'malkam achayos. Because the people who live in the middle of nowhere, right, they put themselves in danger. They went to where the animals live. So if a person lived in an area, if a person moved to the into the middle of a forest, let's say, right? So it's only at what the standard for measuring an animal, a chayara, causing a tzara, goes up significantly because you're living in their natural habitat. So it has to be more machmir to determine that they're actually on a rampage. Okay, lachates. Now sharmine remes aretz, remes of shesholcho viziko. Now, let's say you have a rampage of, let's say, for instance, as we'll say in a second, like scorpions, for example, okay? And they're attacking everything. Kigon shiluch nechashim v'akravim, right? So let's say you have, like, you walk into Chashmonim, and there's just hundreds of snakes just going nuts, okay? Vein sarach lomar tsarin v'yitoshin avidom lehen. Or certainly you don't have to include things like mosquitoes, okay? Or other types of swarms of birds. Right, aim a sign in a lamb, lo masrian. That we don't go ahead and fast for them, and we don't blow the chatzotros. Aval zoak and below trua. Rather, what we do is that we go ahead and we cry out without blowing the trumpets. Okay, and essentially the reason why is because those animals normally are in a state of rampage. Okay, lachayud. Now, ala arbel v'ala chasil. So we saw before they're locusts. Okay, now there's different kinds of locusts. So when you see it, the problem is once you see the appearance of a locust, you can assume that a swarm is coming. So al-arbev al-chasil, afilo nirimhen el-kanaf echa b'chol Yisrael. If I see one wing of one locust in Israel, misan in the masrina land, we go ahead and start fasting and blow the chatzotros because we're going to assume that what's going to happen, more than we're going to come. Vala govai b'chol shu. Govai was also a type of locust. Ava al-chagav, which is more like a grasshopper, Amosan and Alam, I mean Amosan Allah, we don't fast if a chagav appears, below Masrian, and we don't blow Chatzotros, Elo Zoak and Mavad. Rather, we would just sound the trumpets and that's it. We wouldn't fast in a situation of a chagav. Okay? Halach Yud Aleph, now comes those agricultural disasters. Ala Shidafon Val Yarakon, Misha Yaskal Betzvua. The moment you see, let's say, like the literal translation is like a yellow blight, for example, starting on your produce. You start vafil lo hiskel elam makom katan kim malu pitanor. Even if the amount that started is so small, that's the size of the opening of an oven, goes in all of tainis masriam. We go ahead and fast as a result because the outcome of the agricultural disaster, the agricultural problem, is going to be a major, major disaster. Halach yed beis. Now alam apoles ketsa. Now what's the case of a falling building? Okay, so what's the case? Okay, so let's say you have lots of strong walls built in a city. They're not near a river, and they just start falling down. That's considered a tzara, and we go ahead and fast and blow chatzotros. It almost sounds like an earthquake. But before you say that, but he says, as well, right, we should fast and blow the chatzotzros if there are, let's say, for instance, an earthquake. Rash is an earthquake, or ruchos, which refers to strong winds. In those situations as well, even like a hurricane, you can argue, in those situations, a person, the ear should blow the chatzotzros and fast. Okay, alach yud gimel, al chayal and ketzah. Now, what does it mean by these sicknesses? Harei sheyarad choli echa l'nashim harbib osa'ir. So let's say one illness spreads to the people of an entire city. That should sound very familiar. Kagon, Achsara, or Charchor, or Chiyotzubahen. These are different types of whatever, for instance, like a throat infection. Like we call it like strep throat, right? Vayumesim ba'oso choli. And people are dying from this sickness. Harezu tsaras tzibor. That's considered a tsara of the tzibor. The gozun latinus and masrian. And you have to go ahead and fast. V'chein chichuch lach, okay? That has to do with types of sores, like moist sores. Harihu kishchin poreach, that's considered like boils. V'impashep rovat zibor, misanem asrin alav. And if many, many people suffer from this, we go ahead and fast. Aval chichuch yoveh, shorokim alav avad. But let's say it's like a dry type of breakout, then we just, we cry out in our tefillah, and that's sufficient, okay? Alach yudalad, here's a very, very interesting one. Ala mizonos ketzad, okay? What is an economic collapse? That's a very difficult term, a very difficult concept to understand. What does it mean that the loss of income or the economic collapse is, has caused tzara? Hareisha huzlu dvarim shel schora. So what happens? So the price of items, let's say you go to the shuk. So the price of whatever you're going to buy there, shirov chaye onsha anshe osair mehen, okay? That these are things that are sold, which basically many people in the city depend on. Gon klei pishton bibavel, the yayin v'shem b'Eretz Yisrael. So let's make it simple. Let's say, for instance, like wine and oil in Eretz Yisrael, big, big business. A lot of people's livelihood is dependent on, on the sale of yayin and shemen. Right, v'nismai tamasa v'amatan ad sheet starech hatagar limkor shave es shva asar b'shisha barachach yimsa lokeach. So what does that mean? It means that what happened? The value of the object decreased so tremendously that now the person selling it, right, can only sell it at 60% of its actual value, or 60 cents on the dollar. Okay, that's considered an economic collapse. It's a good question today with, let's say, for instance, in the hospitality industry. How that's really suffering tremendously, whether that would be considered a tzara of mizonos. Harezu tzara tzibor, masrin aleim, mizokin aleim b'shabbos. Okay, so not only, as you mentioned before, not only is it tzara tzibor, but you'd even be able to be mispalel because of the tzara on Shabbos itself. So according to him, according to the Rambam, the economic disaster is when there's when the vendors are selling their products for 60% value. Okay, halacha tesvav. Now, what's the rain? What's it's fasting for the rain? Ala matar ketzad, haresha rabu alein geshamim. Right? This is when you have too much rain. If it's raining all the time, ad she yitzru lahen, until it becomes very, very difficult, hare elam is falling alein, then you daven. Shein lechot sara yaseira zu. Right? It's interesting. There's no worse challenge than this. Shabatim noflim, benimsu batein kivrayan. Because what happens? Houses fall down, and then your house becomes your grave. Uv'Eretz Yisrael, okay, aim mispalim al rov geshamim. Now, in Israel, we do not call out to God because there's too much rain. Meshi Eretz Harim, ubatayim benuyim b'avanim. Right? So since it's a country of mountains, okay, and the houses are built out of stone, v'rov ha-geshamim tova lahen, and most of a lot of rain is actually beneficial, v'eim yisan l'havir tova. We don't fast to... we don't fast in order for the good to leave us. So, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no such thing, what's his point? In Eretz Yisrael, there's no such thing as too much rain. Halacha tezayin, tvua shetzamcha, okay, v'nimna hamatar, v'hiskilu tzmachan l'yavish. Okay, so what happened here? Let's say you have grains, okay, and the grains already start to sprout. And then what happens? The rains stop, and now this produce starts to dry. So what do? You fast and call out in tefillah to God until either it rains or the produce gets ruined in its entirety, meaning it completely dries out. Okay, let's say Pesach is coming, or near that time in Eretz Yisrael, okay, Sham, that we know in spring, that's when the trees begin to flower, the low yardu geshamim, and there's no rain. Harilu misanim v'zorkin. Then we fast and call out to God. Achi yardu geshamim harilu lilanos o achi avor zmanim. So we fast until either rains come, okay, or until that season, let's say the spring, passes. So that's the other option, how to so to speak get out of the issue. Halach yizayin v'chein imigia zman asukas. Okay, let's say sukkah starts. The low yardu geshamim harbe, and let's say there wasn't a lot of rain. There wasn't enough rain to resupply, for example, the cisterns. Hare elu misanin. Then we would fast. Achiyirid geshem or elaboros. We would fast until enough rain would fall that would fill up the wells. Vim ein lahem mayim lishtos. And let's say there was no water for them to drink. Misanim ala geshamim bechol es shelo yilahem mayim lishtos afilu mozachama. So if there's no water for them to drink, Then what do? They fast for rain, okay? Whenever there's no water to drink, even if it's during the summer. So if you're running low on water, if the water supply is low, that's a rationale for fasting as well. And finally, Halacha Yudches, the Rambam says, Pasko Geshamim, Bein Geshem Geshem or Barim Yom, Bimosa Geshamim. This is interesting too. Let's say there's no rain during the rainy season for 40 days. Okay, so let's say it rains today and there's no rain at all for another 40 days. Harezu Makas Bitsoras, Umisanim Zoakim Ashiyudu Geshamim, O Ashiyav Rezwanim. So we consider this to be a drought, okay? And at that point, we go out and fast and daven and call out to God until it rains or until the rainy season's over. And again, that's an important point. You're not going to fast and mispal to God for rain when the actual rainy season is over. So now the lack of rain, okay, this is the segue into the next parak. We'll do a couple lachos here. That's the segue into, I'd say, what's the more popular type of tainus, okay, which is in parak gimel lach aleph. Let's say there's no rain that's fallen at all from the time when the rainy season began. Let's say we're up to the 17th of Cheshvan. The lo yardu geshamim, and not one drop of rain has fallen. Maskilin talmidei chachamim bilvad lehisanos sheni mechamishi sheni v'chol talmidim ruin lekach. So what happens? So if by the 17th of Tammuz, excuse me, of Cheshvan, there was no rain has not fallen yet. So the Chachamim begin fasting, and the students could fast as well. And they fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. Those are the 3 days they fast. We saw the formula from before. Now, Halacha Beis, Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev, V'lo Yadu Geshamim. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes and no rain has fallen yet. Bezin Gozrin Shlosh Taniyos Al Tzibor, Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni. So Bezin comes along and says, now the Tzibor must fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. But they can still eat and drink at night. The Anshei Mishmar, these are the Kohanim working in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kohanim who are on duty in the Mikdash do not fast because they're involved in Avodas Mikdash. The Cholam Nichdas and the Batei Kedesios, so all the people enter to Shul, Umispalin, they daven, Vizokin, Umischanin, Kederach Shosim, Bechol Taniyos. So basically, again, the Tefillah of Tainus takes place, and this is if it hasn't rained by Rosh Chodesh Kislev, okay? Now, Halacha Gimel, all right, Avru Eila Velo Nanu. So let's say these fast days pass and there hasn't been a change in the rain situation. Bezin Gozun Shlosh Taniyo Sacheros Al Tzibor. Another three fasts are instituted. Sheni V'chamishi Sheni. V'shlosh Eilu Ochlim V'shosim Mibod Yom K'mosh Osim B'tzom Kippur. Now the fasting becomes more machmir, which basically means you're allowed to eat during the day and you have to stop before Shkia. The Kohanim and the Mikdash will go ahead and eat a little bit, right? But not, the entire day. Now, this also refers to the other people working the Mikdash. These are other Kohanim working the Mikdash. There's two shifts. Anshei Mishmar actually really is more along lines of as well as the people guarding the Mikdash. But the point is, you have this group also, they're involved in Avoda, they will not fast at all. So in this kind of tainus where you have to stop eating while it's still day, meaning before Shkia, once you stopped eating, right, and you decide you're not going to eat anymore, right, you can't go ahead and say, I'm still going to eat. So this is a famous halacha in general. Let's say the fast starts at 6, and at 5 o'clock, I say, I'm done eating, right? At that point, you've accepted the fast upon yourself. And even though the fast as an astronomical phenomenon hasn't started, nonetheless, you're still not allowed to go ahead and eat any longer. Now, halacha dala, down these three tainios, but shlosh tainios elu, okay? Kolam asurin basiyas malacha biyom, mutarim balayla. It's very interesting. So in these three fasts, this Monday, Thursday, Monday, the tzibur would not be allowed to do malacha during the day, only at night. The Asurimer Chitzas called a Guf B'chamin. They can't take hot showers. Have a pun of Yadav Ragla Butter, but they can wash their face, hands, and feet. The Fikach Nolan Esamar Hamer Chatzos, okay? That's why we close up the bathhouses. The Asurim B'sichan, you can't anoint yourself. Vim Lahavir as a Zuhama Mutter, but if it's to get rid of sweat, then it's Mutter. The Asurim B'tasha Shemitah, sexual relations are prohibited. Uvin Ilas a Sandal B'ir, you can't wear these leather shoes, let's say, in the city. Have a Baderach Mutter Lino, but you would be allowed to wear them if you were traveling. And they would go back and daven in shul and call out and have supplications, just like they would by other taniyos. So as you see what's happening, as more time goes by, there are more and more stringencies put in place for these fasts.